Okay, I'll give you a 10-minute and a 5-minute warning.
That's great. Okay.
Okay.
And are we recorded?
Yes, we're recording.
Great. Okay. All right, the 12th step. I'll give my understanding of the big book on this and then my experience with it. The big picture, and I think I'll give the big picture just 10, 11, and 12. 10 is basically where we repeat 4 through 9, except on a daily basis. And so that's both a fact-finding and a fact-using process. Step 10, where we take inventory and look for where our defects have gotten out of line or our instincts have gotten out of line and produce defects, and then make amends as appropriate. And if we're using a positive inventory, to ask God to make our assets even more effective. And then 11, totally different from any of the other steps in that now we're asking and we're receiving, for that matter, God's will instead of giving our will to God. That's dependent on giving our will to God also, but the key is that we're getting God's will for us. So 12, we've already had the spiritual awakening in 12, that happened in 11. And so it's no longer a matter of spiritual awakening, but now it's a matter of carrying the message. That's the key part of the step. It's not all of it by any means, but it's what I'll dwell on it mostly. And so it says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result, the one and the only result of these steps. So we've had that in step 11, and it's come through the steps, and it's inevitable, I might add, that we have this spiritual awakening. If we do the steps, we're going to have a spiritual awakening. It's as simple as that. Now, everybody's spiritual awakening is different from every other person's, but nevertheless, all of us have that spiritual awakening, which is the awareness of the higher power. And I'll just repeat that definition of a spiritual awakening or spiritual experience, which is in Appendix 5, Appendix 2, page 567 and 8. It says, with few exceptions, our members find that we have tapped an unsuspected inner resource, which they presently identify with their own conception of a power greater than themselves. Most of us think this awareness of a power greater than ourselves is the essence of spiritual experience. So that's the awakening that is promised in the first part of this step, the greatest promise of the entire program, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. Anyway, once we've had that, and we have now had it, we carry that message. What is the message that we're carrying? Well, it's the message of the steps, no question about that. But I think there is, in a sense, an even deeper message than the steps per se, and that is what the purpose of the steps is, and that is to bring us into conscious contact with our higher power. And back in the third step prayer, it says, take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. So what we're really doing when we carry the message is we are, in the words of the third step prayer, we're bearing witness to those that we would help of what? Of God's power, God's love, and God's way of life. So that's what we're doing in the 12th step, at least as I understand it, is to do that. We're bearing witness about God. Now, we always have to do footwork in this program, so it's not just God that we're bearing witness to, but it is, that's perhaps the key, at least I would see it as the key witness that we're bearing. Anyway, having said that, let's go on to the nuts and bolts of the 12th step in the big book. Well, first of all, why should we bother carrying the message? Well, on page 89, and the 12th step here is all page 89 to 103, on page 89, it says, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. Nothing will ensure immunity against drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. So carrying the message, trying to work with other food addicts, that more than anything else is going to ensure our immunity from compulsive overeating. Wow, that's pretty big. I mean, the fifth step said, you know, said if we don't do the fifth step, we aren't going to recover. The ninth step said if we don't clear away the wreckage of the past, we aren't going to recover. This one says practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity against food addiction as intensive work with other alcoholics. So this is even more important than those other steps. I mean, those other steps are critical. I don't want to rule them out in any way, but this one is really important. And then it says it works when other activities fail. Imagine that. And then why else do this? And it says life will take on a new meaning. And it does indeed. Well, anyway, how to do this? Well, the big book is clear on this, and in a lot of ways, however, it's just common sense. There are five different things on that I found that help to say how to carry the message. One is to try to find as much as we can about the person that we think we can help ahead of time. Maybe his family has told us something about him, maybe, or her, of course. Maybe we got some other information about this person. And the reason we get this information is that we want to be able to put ourselves into that other person's shoes so that we can be the most effective in approaching that person. Well, the second step is to do what I would call tell my war story. In other words, what things were like. You know, what the physical craving for me was like, and in my case, how I binged every time I started on flour and sugar, and how I always binged when I did that, and then the mental obsession, how I thought about food constantly, all the time. And therefore, how the disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful, and how I realized I was sick, and how I tried over and over and over again to go on diets and read diet books and, you know, go to Weight Watchers or whatever its equivalent was and all those kinds of things. And to stress that this is hopeless. I finally concluded that I was utterly hopeless. I was just in the clutches of this physical craving and mental obsession, and I just never, ever was going to get out of it. And then, however, the war story isn't an end in itself. And the big book makes this clear. And the next step is to describe how I got well. Now, oftentimes that's contingent on the other person saying, well, you know, you told me your war story in so many words, and I can understand that. That's where I'm at. But you're not eating compulsively anymore. You know, how on earth did that happen? And so if that opportunity comes, in other words, if the other person asks that question in some form or other, then I go ahead and describe, well, how did I get well? Well, and now the big book says three things about that. It says stress the spiritual feature freely, you know, but tell the other person, look, I have my own conception of God, and you can have your conception of God. Your conception doesn't have to be the same as mine. All that it takes is a willingness to believe that there was a power greater than myself, and that's what I came to, and that was the beginning of my recovery. And so stress the spiritual feature freely. Next thing is to outline the program of action, so which of course is basically the steps, but it's basically clear away my past through step 8 and 9, you know, come to realize that the higher power is key to my recovery, which is step 2, and not necessarily in this order, of course, I'm really mixing up the order, but saying those things. And then, interestingly enough, and other people find this hard to believe, but telling the person, look, you're helping me more than I'm helping you. If I don't do this, if I don't pass on this message, then I'm not going to secure my
10 minutes, Carl.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, I won't secure my abstinence. And then the last thing is to tell them about our fellowship. You know, this wonderful, these meetings we go to and these people we meet and all that sort of thing. Those are the essential things. And then possibly leaving a big book, let's say, for the person to read, or some key thing in the literature. I'm going to just read the summary. This is on page 98. It says, burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. We don't have to have any of our circumstances fall into place. And then it says, the only condition is that we trust in God and clean house. Boy, that's on the money. That's all we need. I mean, how many times we come in and we got a wrecked relationship, or our job isn't going well, or, you know, we owe lots of money or whatever. None of that stuff has to be solved. The only condition is that we trust in God and clean house. Clean house, of course, is the key steps. And then I'll briefly mention that the third part of this step is to practice these principles in all our affairs. And that would be, at this point, that's practicing mainly step 10 and 11, because now and of course 12 itself. So that's what practice these principles comes down to. Well, anyway, my experience with this step, first of all, that in my own personal experience, of course, is my spiritual awakening has come through these steps. So that's been how to connect with the higher power, and that I am bearing witness to my connecting with the higher power, and then having this whole thing. So one other thing, which is basically I found was in the 11th step, and that is, in the 11th step, God wanted to contact me more than I wanted to contact God. Well, guess what? God wants me to carry this message to others far more than I do. And I really believe that. God wants me to carry the message more. Why? Because God loves other people, and God is very delighted to use me as a way of loving other people. So that I found important to keep in my mind. I guess, let's see, and I use my assets more in helping other people than trying to remove my defects. I have a lot of defects around carrying the message, especially codependence, and thinking, oh, I can fix somebody else, which, of course, is a lot of baloney. I can't fix anybody. And if someone decides they don't want to do this, or if a current sponsee tells me, Carl, I don't want to continue, well, that's not my business, and I can't change that. So I've come to learn that, you know, that's okay. And the big book says if someone is not serious, well, then it's better to not try to get that person to be serious, but then to go on to somebody else who I might be able to help. So that's been helpful for me. Another thing is, and boy, I'll tell you, this is true, sponsorship has been the way that I've come to know the steps better than even by working them myself, especially the first time through. It's through sponsorship that I've really come to understand the steps better. So that's been a part of my experience. Another part of my experience is basically that step 11 governs step 12 for me. In other words, if I am in God's will, then God's going to bring to me the people that he wants me to share my experience, strength, and hope with. And that's going to be what happens, and what how I can do that, and in what ways that could be helpful. It's God does that, and that comes to me through step 11, not step 12. But you can see the interplay of those two steps. let's see. When I sponsor two, basically, I try not to do the work. I let the steps do the work. In other words, if I lead somebody through the steps, that's what's going to help them. And I try to give people my experience with the steps. And if people are having a problem somewhere or other, I try to say, well, you know.
5 minutes, Carl?
Yeah, thanks. So does that mean I've talked 15 minutes at this point? I guess it does. Well, anyway, yes, it does. Yeah, thanks, Emily. So anyway, I try to let the steps do the work rather than Carl do the work. Then another thing I found is that I need to be patient, and I'm not the other person's higher power. Their higher power is their higher power, and so I also, this is a key to my sponsoring, is I try to watch what the other person's higher power is doing with them, and I try to be in tune with that. So I try to be patient. And if somebody is, you know, slow to do the fourth step, let's say, well, maybe their higher power is giving this to them only a little at a time. And, you know, I mean, I think you have to do the steps in a reasonably quick way. Otherwise, you don't get the spiritual experience. You don't get the spiritual experience. You don't get abstinent. So that's pretty important. But nevertheless, I try to be patient, and I try to listen to the other person's higher power, and I never fire a sponsee. If the sponsee wants to fire me, well, that's fine. You know, that's their business. And if they fired me, well, then, you know, I wouldn't be bound to be their sponsor if they asked again. But I would never, of my side, fire a sponsee. So, and then I think maybe the last thing I would say is that working with sponsees really helps me with my own stuff, you know. And as it said there in the beginning, nothing ensures immunity against my compulsive overeating as much as working with other people. Well, doggone, this, I mean, many, many times, and you all know from working with me, that I'm very open about my stuff as well, you know. I mean, I've got my own fifth step, you know, and your fifth step is not a whole lot different from mine, whatever your fifth step may be, you know, whatever your history of resentments and fears or whatever, and whatever your tenth step is, it's not going to be a whole lot different from mine. So I tell sponsees, just like I tell anybody else, you know, well, this is what I'm struggling with, and I got this resentment, and I'm trying to get over it, and I'm trying to ask God to help me with it, and so forth. And then sponsees frequently will say, oh, you know, I understand that, and that'll help me. But oftentimes sponsees come up with ideas and thoughts that I know they're straight from my higher power, and that really helps me to get over whatever it is that I'm having a hard time with. Well, anyway, last of all, the results of this step. What are the ways in which I change and I become even more open to the higher power and more full in my spiritual awakening? Well, the first thing is what's already been mentioning, and that is that practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other food addicts. So that sure is a result. I get greater immunity from my own disease. Second is also something I already mentioned, and that is life will take on new meaning. Boy, my life has new meaning. You know, I have a greater, much greater purpose. In fact, I really have the purpose in my life now, and it has a meaning that it didn't have before. And then I guess the practice these principles has a result too, and that is that the more I practice, the better I get at them. Now the steps are my design for living. So that's what I've got, and thanks a lot for listening. So I'll turn it back to you, Emily.
Thanks, Carl. Let me stop the recording.